The purpose of our lawsuits is to hold the president accountable for abuse of the state broadcaster for his own party's political advantage. The president wanted to give a presidential address to the nation on Sunday night, and it turned out to be little more than a thinly disguised election platform for his party, the ANC. Now, we believe in the separation of party and state, and for the president to abuse his state office to drive a party political message on a state broadcaster gives the president and his party a very unfair advantage and abuses the institutions of state that are there for everybody. So we have made a charge against the president under the code of conduct, which makes it unlawful to do that kind of thing. And we've asked for the president to be fined 200,000 rand in his personal capacity and to forfeit 1% of his party's votes in the election.
What exactly did President Ramaphosa say in his speech? After all, he's the president of South Africa. He can speak to the people of South Africa at any time. What exactly did he say that violates the electoral law?
It is not often that the president addresses the nation. It is usually on some crucial issue of general public importance or matter of state. For example, before we had the COVID lockdowns, he spoke to the nation because something like this had never happened before. So it was a crucial matter of public importance, and the president addressed the nation on what was happening, why it was happening, and what we could expect. But now, 3 days before an election, the president announces he wants to address the nation again. And the speech that he gives to the nation is not a speech about a matter of crucial public interest. It is to extol the record of achievement of his own political party in government. And what we've done is we've compared his speech at his party's rally on Saturday. We've compared that with his speech on Sunday night. And there are very significant similarities between those two speeches, which shows that what the president made on the public broadcaster, pretending it to be an address to the nation of vital public significance, was nothing more than a thinly disguised abuse of the public broadcaster and the platform of state to promote his own party.
So you would like for the Elections Commission to take away a percentage of the total votes that the ANC might receive in the election. One would say that is not fair.
No, that's absolutely fair because, you know, that is a punishment allowed for in law. That if any party abuses the institutions of state for party political purposes and canvassing, they can be required by a court of law to forfeit a percentage of their overall gains in the election. And that's what we're asking the court to rule.
When do you think the court can hear your lawsuit?
We don't know when the court will hear the lawsuit. We have submitted it on a very urgent basis. Obviously, it is urgent, but the remedies can be applied after the election. It doesn't mean that the remedies have to be applied before the election.
How do you think your party has done and or will do in the election itself? Are you hopeful of winning?
Well, we've done everything we possibly can to get South Africans to understand what their responsibility is if they want to rescue this country from terminal decline. And so we've put our offer out there. We've worked day and night. We've told people what they need to do, and we now hope they will do it.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you, and good luck.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.